Another set of glands that I want to talk about are the adrenal glands. And these are found in humans. They're usually found right on top of the kidneys, so on the top surface of the kidneys. And the adrenal glands are made up of two layers. There's the adrenal cortex and the adrenal medulla. And the adrenal cortex is going to be the outer layer of the kidney, and the adrenal medulla is going to be the interior of the adrenal glands. I hope I didn't say kidney just a minute ago. Sometimes I get a little confused. So right now we're talking about the adrenal glands. They have two layers, the cortex and the medulla. And you will find in many organs, you may remember this from ANP1, that the medulla is usually going to be the interior portion of an organ or a gland, as opposed to the outer portion. Now, let's go back to the adrenal cortex. That's that outer layer of the adrenal gland, and it itself is divided into three regions. There's the outer region, which is going to be closest to the surface of the adrenal gland, and this region is going to release the hormone aldosterone, which we haven't really talked about yet, but we will be talking about quite a bit. What aldosterone does is it causes the body to reabsorb sodium, and this in turn causes the body to retain water. And so this hormone has the effect of causing the body to retain water, which in the long run will cause the body to also increase blood pressure. It'll increase the blood pressure in the body. So we'll revisit aldosterone many times, but it's secreted by the very outer layer of the adrenal cortex. If we go into the middle layer of the adrenal cortex, we're going to find that different hormones are secreted, including cortisol, which you may have heard of. Cortisol is involved with the inflammation response of the body. It's sometimes called the stress hormone. High levels of cortisol over time can cause major problems in terms of long-term inflammation, which can interfere with the body's physiology. The inner portion of the adrenal cortex is going to secrete primarily androgens. And when I say the word androgens, what I'm referring to are what we normally associate with male hormones, such as testosterone, various forms of testosterone, and so on. So the inner region of the adrenal cortex is going to secrete androgens, which are male sex hormones. Now, don't be confused. Females have male sex hormones just as males do. They just don't have them in the levels that males do. And in fact, this is how females are going to get some of the testosterone that flows through their bloodstream, is secretion from the adrenal glands. And by the way, males also have estrogen, which they usually they get it by converting excess testosterone into estrogen. And we'll talk more about that when we talk about puberty later on towards the end of the semester. Now, let's go back to the adrenal medulla. That's that inner portion of the adrenal glands. And these are going to secrete hormone and neurotransmitters that you might remember from ANP1. These are epinephrine and norepinephrine. So these are going to be involved with that sympathetic nervous system, that fight or flight response that you may remember from Human Anatomy and Physiology 1. And some of the effects of epinephrine and norepinephrine are going to be to increase cardiac activity. So they're going to cause the heart to beat faster and harder. Second, they're going to increase blood pressure. Third, they're going to increase the amount of glucose that's in the blood. Glucose, of course, is blood sugar. So they're going to cause the body to break down some of its storage molecules called glycogen, which store glucose, and release that glucose into the bloodstream. We'll talk much more about glycogen and glucose as we talk about metabolism later on in the semester. And then finally, a fourth effect of epinephrine and norepinephrine is to release lipids from the tissues. So again, providing energy in case of an emergency.